This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. When state environment workers were taking groundwater samples in downtown Albuquerque back in the 1990s, they discovered a large plume of a chemical solvent called trichloroethylene, or TCE, just 35 feet below the ground. TCE is toxic to humans. It can cause cancer and birth defects. But as Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams reports, the chemical is still in the ground today, and the health risks remain unstudied.
It took a few years, but the Environment Department eventually traced the source of the TCE plume to the old industrial brick building I'm standing in front of now near downtown Albuquerque, Laundry Supply Company. It's a business that distributes dry cleaning chemicals, and over time, those chemicals seeped into the ground here and spread through the shallow groundwater at least a mile and a half east, moving under Creamland Dairies and other businesses, underneath a fire station, into a couple of cemeteries, and maybe even under people's homes.
TCE is a volatile chemical that it evaporates.
That's Lenny Siegel. He analyzes TCE contamination for the California-based Center for Public Environmental Oversight.
And when it's in groundwater, it evaporates underground, becomes soil gas, and that soil gas is actually sucked to the surface by buildings. And you really don't know whether the air is acceptably safe in those buildings unless you do some sampling beyond the groundwater.
The state has sampled the air inside a few commercial buildings in the area, and some of those tests have detected low levels of TCE vapor wafting up from the Laundry plume. TCE contamination in the groundwater has been measured at over 60 times higher than the state standards in some places here. There aren't any city water wells nearby, so drinking water contamination is probably not an issue. But Siegel says those levels of solvents in the ground could be a problem for people on the surface if it's vaporizing and coming up into buildings.
People have a right to know that there's contamination in their water or their air, even if the government decides that the concentrations are acceptable.
In this case, both the state's and the EPA's guidelines say air monitoring should be happening in more structures near the plume, and that there should be a human health risk assessment to see if there's a danger of people breathing TCE gas, but that hasn't happened yet.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Robert Miranda has lived in an adobe home in the Sawmill District for the past 11 years with his daughter Crystal. Monitoring wells have picked up levels of TCE at over 100 parts per billion just beyond Miranda's backyard. That's 20 times the level that would trigger an air study in many states.
Did anybody tell you that there was an issue with the groundwater in this area?
I haven't heard from anybody. You know, no one came around. I would like someone to come by and have my home checked, you know, because it's not a cement slab. It's off the ground.
That's important because older buildings, especially ones with dirt crawl spaces like Miranda's, are at an even higher risk for TCE vapor. But it's also possible that Miranda and others in the area have nothing to worry about. Just because there's TCE in the groundwater does not necessarily mean it's coming up into the air. Still, experts say an investigation into possible air pollution from the Laundry plume is due, or in this case, long overdue, since the solvents may have been in the groundwater for decades.
Well, unfortunately, we can't go back and rewrite history to the extent exposures occurred in the past.
Dr. Will Athis is an epidemiologist at the University of New Mexico.
But certainly, to the extent that the solvents may be intruding into homes, businesses, coming up through the air, that would be a cause for concern in an area which, from a public health point of view, should be fully explored.
The city of Albuquerque has known about this TCE plume for years. Officials there declined to comment for this story, and a spokesperson for the New Mexico Environment Department would not agree to an interview before air. So Miranda says that leaves him with questions he wants answered. Why haven't people in the area been told about the plume, and why hasn't more monitoring taken place?
Anything that has chemicals, you know, you got to watch out for that. You know, that's dangerous. You know, you don't want to be around it all the time, sniffing it or anything. You know, it is very scary.
Scary? Maybe. But dangerous? That would take some testing to find out. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.
Funding for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.